From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea says it's conducted a successful hydrogen bomb test. North Korea says the announcement on state television came after several monitoring agencies detected a man-made earthquake near a known nuclear testing site in the north. The U.S. Geological Survey reporting a 5.1 magnitude quake that South Korea said it was about 50 kilometers from the Punggye-ri site where the North has conducted tests in the past. If confirmed, this would be the fourth such test by North Korea. A U.S. service member was killed, at least two others wounded Tuesday during fighting in Afghanistan's Helmand province, where Taliban fighters recently expanded operations. U.S. defense officials said U.S. Special Forces units were involved in the operation near the city of Marja, scene of intense fighting in recent weeks. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook told reporters Tuesday the U.S. troops came under fire while conducting a train advise and assist mission with their Afghan counterparts.
They were with Afghan Special Forces, as we've had U.S. Special Operators previously, but we don't yet have all the circumstances, all the details to determine exactly what took place and particularly how this casualty took place and how these people were injured.
A helicopter was sent to evacuate the wounded but was unable to take off when a rotor struck a wall compound. Intense mortar fire prevented a second helicopter from landing. Peace talks between Burundi's government and opposition groups have been postponed. The talks, which opened in Uganda last month, were to resume Wednesday in Tanzania. A senior Burundian government official says the government will not take part because of the inclusion of those who, he said, are supporting violence. Meanwhile, an opposition coalition says it has not even received an invitation to those talks. This is VOA News. Kuwait Tuesday joined other Saudi allies in taking diplomatic action against Iran over the storming of the Saudi embassy in Tehran after Saudi Arabia executed a prominent Shia cleric convicted of sedition, dividing the Muslim world. Monday, Bahrain and Sudan joined Saudi Arabia in cutting ties with Tehran. In Washington Tuesday, a top presidential envoy on countering the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, was asked what impact the sectarian divide may have on efforts to fight the IS group in Iraq.
Secretary Kerry here was on the phone almost all day yesterday. We are encouraging de-escalation because anytime you have regional polarization, regional escalation, it obviously can cause difficulties and it opens up seams for extremists on all sides to take advantage of the situation. There were reports yesterday of a couple mosques that were targeted. The government of Iraq immediately responded to that. But obviously it's something that we're concerned about, and that's why the secretary's been spending so much of his time on it.
Meanwhile, Iran's president Tuesday said Saudi Arabia cannot hide its crime of executing Shia cleric Nimr al-Nimr. President Obama Tuesday announced an executive action aimed at reducing gun violence.
Every single year, more than 30,000 Americans have their lives cut short by guns. The United States of America is not the only country on earth with violent or dangerous people. We are not inherently more prone to violence. But we are the only advanced country on earth that sees this kind of mass violence erupt with this kind of frequency.
Executive actions require more gun sellers to get licenses, more gun buyers to undergo background checks. It also tightens enforcement of existing gun laws, increasing mental health treatment, and expanding research into gun safety technology. Larry Pratt, head of the Gun Owners of America, said there's a better way.
If he wanted to advocate change in the law that would actually be beneficial, he could work with us to get rid of gun-free zones, because all of our mass murders in public have occurred since 1950, all but two, in these gun-free zones.
The Speaker of the House, Congressman Paul Ryan, called the president's proposals dangerous and an executive overreach. The key Libyan oil port of El Cedar is under attack from the Islamic State for a second day Tuesday. At least seven guards defending the site have been killed as IS fighters push out of their stronghold in Sirte toward the so-called oil crescent along the country's northern coast. In Nigeria, former Defense Minister Bello Heliro Mohammed, who served under President Goodluck Jonathan, and his son have both been charged with counts of criminal breach of trust and money laundering, allegedly diverting hundreds of thousands of dollars in defense funds, including for soldiers in the fight against Boko Haram. Both pleaded not guilty. Meanwhile, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund was in Nigeria, and she backed the West African country's anti-corruption drive. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.